So 622, by the way, 1320 WILS, the effort and the changes the Trump administration is making dealing with climate, specifically now the potential of pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement and changing some of the clean car standards. My next guest says it actually is causing us economic difficulties. It's actually hurting us economically here in Michigan. Corey Connolly is with us, works for the Detroit-based Levin Energy Partners, where he helps finance renewable energy projects across the state. Corey, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, great to be here.
Yeah, how's business in terms of financing these energy projects?
It's growing rapidly. We're seeing interest all over the state. We're in 30 local governments across the state. That's the way our financing program works, is that we work with in partnership with local governments across Michigan. Yeah. So we're seeing interest across the state and seeing bigger and more projects come up all the time.
Doing any work here in the Lansing area?
Yeah, we are. We had two projects so far that have closed in Eaton County, actually, just outside the city.
What kind of projects?
Delta Township. Uh-huh. Energy efficiency, primarily HVAC and lighting, and another one with solar and lighting. One with a commercial business center that's going to have multiple tenants, and another one that's a state-occupied, privately-owned building. It's actually the home of the Michigan Public Service Commission.
And so as a company, what do you do? I mean, how are these business transactions, how do they work? What are you trying to encourage businesses to do?
Yeah, so in the energy efficiency world, in the clean energy world, there's a lot of waste in business operations. And so our company is helping folks finance energy-saving projects over longer periods of time. And to do that, we're helping them secure longer-term financing that sticks with the property and runs with the land. By doing that, that allows them to save more money each month on their utility bills than they're spending to pay back the loan, right? And so they end up saving money from day one.
Is solar the big thing now then?
Solar is definitely a very popular thing that we get asked about, that folks are taking advantage of. But more popular are things that aren't nearly as attractive on face value, maybe transitioning to LED lighting, switching to super efficient heating and cooling units, upgrading your windows and doors to make sure that, you know, everything's warm in the wintertime and you're not spending money to heat the outdoors.
Corey Connolly is with us. He's with the Detroit-based Levin Energy Partners. And, part of the issue with what President Trump says we need to reconsider the Paris Climate Agreement is that he wants to balance the environment with jobs. He doesn't want to just focus on environment on its own. Well, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I think that's a problem, the way that's being framed, because the clean energy economy is about jobs. I am employed in the clean energy economy, and there are 87,000 clean energy jobs in the state of Michigan, 3 million nationwide. So the idea that by removing ourselves from the Paris Climate Agreement that we're supporting jobs is in my experience false.
Well, do you think that environmental regulations create some jobs and destroy others?
I don't know that I would say that. And a lot of what I'm talking about are actually incentives for clean energy jobs moving forward into the future. But I would say that there are definitely negative repercussions in certain parts of the country, and we need to figure out how to expand the benefits of future jobs and workforce training and things in coal country in particular.
What about the idea that this is picking winners and losers? The government gets involved and basically subsidizes certain industries and not others.
I don't think that the government is picking winners and losers here. It's simply identifying preferences that society holds. The vast majority of the public supports clean energy and supports the advancement of solar and wind. And we just need to continue to support that to create jobs of the future and be competitive internationally. We're seeing countries like China and India and countries like Mexico and Japan really move forward on clean energy manufacturing and the implementation. And without that, we're going to be left behind.
But look, if society is pushing this, why does it require regulation? Why can't we just allow private industry to pursue it on their own terms?
I think that because there is definitely a need for some type of support for industries as they start to take hold. We've seen that in the fossil fuel industry. That was supported through subsidies for a long period of time and still received a significant amount of subsidies. This is meant to be, any type of subsidy in this regard is meant to help us move toward a policy objective that we want to get toward and then eventually be weaned off of it, right? And we're starting to see that really succeed. We saw the cost of installed solar dropped by 40% this last year in terms of price per kilowatt installed. That's making it economically viable across the country. We don't want to take a step back and really lose all of the money that's already been invested, the industries that have the jobs that have been created across the country by really taking a step backwards.
What exactly is the Trump administration doing to take a step backwards then?
Yeah, so the Paris Climate Accord is important. It is a non-binding commitment. So when they step back, it really is much more important to look at what's happening at the federal level. And federally, we're seeing budget cuts to the Department of Energy, including support for energy efficiency and renewable energy is being cut by 70%. The Energy Star Portfolio Program is being cut way back. And that's a program that actually comes into everybody's home, not just me as somebody who's employed in this sector. Mm-hmm. That's actually helping folks save money across the country every year having more efficient appliances.
So how does that work, this Energy Star program? Does it demand?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's allowing for consumers to choose appliances that have earned an Energy Star label.
Okay.
And showing that that's going to be a more efficient product, and it saves homeowners money on, these are refrigerators, TVs, pretty basic appliances, and they get to look at the label and they say, okay, this is going to save me more money over the course of the year by reducing my demand.
And you're saying the government basically figures out which products deserve this ranking?
Yeah, folks companies are basically applying with that to achieve that standard.
I see. So this would go away, is that what you're saying?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Look, it's we're scratching the surface a lot more here, but Corey Connolly is with us here on WILS. He works at the Detroit-based Levin Energy Partners, where he helps finance renewable energy projects across Michigan, including right here in the Lansing area. Corey, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep, 6:30, 1320 WILS. When we come back, billionaire trader and hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen. He won't be here, but we'll learn all about him. He's about to begin to start up the biggest hedge fund in history, $20 billion. That's his plan, opening up in early 2018. But there's a lot of controversy there. That's all next.